BC.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
A light.
A light.
Let the midnight special
shine a level light on me. Hello out there in the city of angels, and welcome to So What's Your Problem? The weekly radio program. We have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. And if you're angry, you're a little pissed off, you want to throw your husband out of the car, your husband hasn't gotten out of that lazy boy chair in 5 years, you want to burn it down with him in it, don't do it. Call us. Talk Radio 790 KABC, 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. Thank you, Debbie. And my name is Stan Katzer, and let me introduce, oh, thank you so much. A round of applause. Hey, you in the back, be quiet. Get him out of here.
So many fans.
Punch him in the face. Get him out. All right, to my right, as I usually do, opening the show, the beautiful, the brilliant, the vivacious, slightly sexy, our very own fitness nutrition guru. And let me tell you something. If you see our gal, she walks the talk. Let me tell you. And you can check her out on Facebook. I'm going to give you in a second. But she's also an actress. She's a model. She's a spokesperson.
God, I'm busy.
She's a busy gal.
How do I make it in here?
She's a reporter. And in her spare time, she runs a brothel in Whittier.
Oh, no.
So let's all say hi to the magnificent Kristen Harrell.
Woo-hoo. I've gone from Vaughn's checkout lady to brothel woman.
Yeah. And there she is.
Madam.
And how are you, Kristen? Everything all right?
Yes, Stan.
Good.
I'm fabulous.
And let me continue with our intros. The amazing, charming, sexy producer, life coach, she's got it all down. And things you may not know, in the 2004 Olympics, she won the gold medal for the giant slalom. And for those of you that are not familiar with skiing, that's not slalom. And she is Debbie.
I did it.
I wait, she only has one name. Just Debbie. Frank, Liza,
yeah,
Tony,
right.
Engelbert,
gotta protect yourself.
Kristen, mm-hmm. Brian, mm-hmm. and Debbie. Mm-hmm. Debbie, how are you?
Hey,
what's
Stan.
Going on?
Stan, you know what?
Yes, dear.
I just bought a bed.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
A mattress or a bed?
The whole thing.
Oh, wow.
But guess what?
Yes, what?
The mattress life is 8 years now. 8 to 10 years, and then you got to get rid of it. That's what I heard.
That, yeah, they say that.
So but they asked me, how many
yeah,
more?
Yeah, it's a marketing thing.
How many more mattresses have I got? You know what I'm saying?
In your life.
Right?
Oh, I like that.
Is this
that's
the last one? This is the measurement.
Let's
now.
See, 8 to 10
I may
years.
Have like three more mattresses
yeah,
left.
38
mattresses.
Let's see, you're 38 times 4. You got, you're good. So,
you know, you got to think like that.
So this is a bed that almost like lives.
Oh,
like
it's,
for 8 years, it's alive.
It is. Yeah. It talks to you.
You feed it. You burp it.
You know, you ask them questions. Yeah. It fixes itself.
And then, you know, as far
adjusts.
As intimacy, the bed
yeah.
tells you how you're doing.
Yeah, it rates you.
Yeah, it rates
one
your,
to 10.
Right,
it
rates
yeah.
your husband.
Tells you if it's
yeah.
not if it's yeah. not interesting enough.
Right.
You yeah,
did, yeah,
I like
you did,
that.
You did well last
That's
night.
That's right.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wearing out the springs yet? So
it
okay.
is a great bed.
Oh, it's not. And they don't use springs anymore. It's a box thing.
Well, I don't know. I think there's people
what
in
is
there.
This?
I don't know.
There's people living in her bed.
There's coils, from what I hear.
Coils.
And there's some kind of gel and some kind of memory
No, is
form.
There a gel?
Yeah. And there's a...
Wow.
Oh, what you got? You got a gel.
A huge
did you
motor.
Ever hear, did you ever hear women wearing a corset with a gel because it makes you thin
Like a model in South America.
Well, why do you need the gel? You just need the corset.
It burns the fat.
The gel? Kristen Harrell says it burns.
I'm on a corset gel kick right now.
All right, in the meantime, I'm looking at three beautiful faces here.
Mm-hmm.
And
who's our third?
Our amazing guest, the fabulous, the brilliant, Brian Hurwitz from.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Brian.
From Hurwitz.
Welcome.
Hurwitz Thank Law you. Group, and that's hurwitzlawgroup.com, HURWITZ, yeah. lawgroup.com, and let's welcome our criminal defense attorney, DUI expert, and I need to speak to him because my robbery at Bank of America did not go well last night. So I'm looking for a tall, buffed, attractive, brilliant attorney.
Well,
apparently I may need one too because I'm a madam now.
Yes, and I don't know if you do PI. Debbie has a lawsuit with the Mountain because they made her do a demonstration. Ski.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Brian, how are you? Say hello to our listeners.
Great. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, Stan, for having me on your program today.
Well, it's great. It's great having you. And Midnight, man, you guys look wide awake.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on?
And Brian's got a huge smile on his face today.
Brian?
He does.
Very happy.
He's a happy attorney.
Brian is having a good time. He's having a good night. By the way, don't look him up on Facebook. No. Anyway, so... Kristen, you got anything going on? I know you had a headache earlier.
You look better.
You look pretty again. What do you think?
Coca-Cola is a miracle.
You got anything? Kristen has big problems every year. like the censor didn't give her enough paper towels.
You ever have that problem, Brian?
No, the censor in the bathroom. But Brian, let me ask you.
Aside from criminal defense attorney, is there anything that is pissing you off or... you're peeved about just in life in general, or you're just happy?
You know, life in general.
Things are good.
Things are great.
And which, do you belong to a gym? Or you have a gym at home? Or
I belong to Equinox.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the gym of choice.
Yeah. How do you get time to use it? You're busy. Lawyers are busy.
Well,
right?
I've strategically have my office about two blocks away from
Equinox. Oh, that's perfect.
Equinox, so
you run over. You can run over.
Makes it very convenient.
Kristen trains at the Perfect Workout.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And she's a yoga person.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a weight person. And
Debbie runs
and
five.
All around lunatic.
And Debbie,
all around workout
she's
lunatic.
Fun. And Debbie runs five miles fun. A night with her husband.
Oh, wow.
And that's why they need the new bed. They're exhausted.
Right.
They're like wild. And while they're running and working out, you know, have some pizza, wine, and watch a movie. You only live once. No, so serious, bro. I am going to not put you on the spot, a little bit of a bio. Where are you from? Where did you go to school?
Why did you become a lawyer?
Criminal defense.
You see the way she... I was going to say, why did you... You know, what made you decide to become... She goes, why did you become a lawyer?
I know. I get right to it, Stan.
Get right to the point.
Yeah.
No, go... Yeah, seriously.
I'm from Chicago originally.
Oh, really?
So, Midwest boy. Right. We like that.
Really? My daughter went to Northwestern. I love Chicago.
Oh. Yeah, very close to where I grew up.
What's the pizza with the G, the big...
Giordano's.
Giordano's. You like that? Yeah.
Love the deep dish pizza.
Kristen, you like deep dish pizza?
No, I don't. I like the Midwestern crispy crust that's cut into squares. Square pizzas.
That's deep dish, darling.
No, it's not. Deep dish is different. Deep dish is deep dish. It's in a pan.
Okay.
Right. Triangle.
Excuse me.
There's a big difference.
Brian, how long did you
live? Those are the Midwest wanderers.
So you were brought up? How long did you live in Chicago area?
Been through high school.
Oh, through high school. Oh, okay.
And then I went to undergrad in University of Arizona.
Oh, cool.
And then moved here for law school.
A wildcat.
Where'd you go to law school?
Southwestern.
Oh, okay.
We have a lot of lawyers
We had our good buddy last week. Mogtani.
Yeah.
Kevin Mogtani.
Oh, I know him.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We see each other all the time.
He sat in your seat. Oh, do you see him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you both seem like you're pretty smooth operators. So you've been here a while out in L.A.
Right.
And tell us one thing, just because when we open up, we like to keep it a little light.
Of course.
What's the craziest, crime you represented or you've heard of? I was in the television business. We had a show called World's Dumbest Criminals. So did you have anything that was just bizarre, like a guy wants to hold up a cop or something?
Well, I had I think one of the more interesting cases I had was a guy that met a girl in a dating app. I think it's relevant now because of all the dating apps.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
He meets a girl in a dating app. They go on a date, have a good time. At the end of the evening, things become a little bit intimate. And then the next, they say their goodbyes. The next day, they're texting each other for 2 days about getting together again.
Right.
She's texting him very sexual comments in the messages back and forth. And then at that point, they're trying to make the arrangements, and then she gets offended because he won't take her to Wolfgang Puck. And he says,
what?
She says, I'm sorry, I can't lower myself.
What?
That you won't take, you don't want to spend enough money on me.
Now, don't tell me somebody sued somebody. No.
It gets great. So then he's like, no, you crossed the line, forget it, I don't want to go out. And she's like, no, you crossed the line. I never said it was okay for you to touch me in the way that you touched me, sexually assaulted me.
Oh, my God.
So she goes to the police and files a police report.
Oh, psycho. Oh, boy.
Psycho.
It gets better.
It gets good because my client was smart enough to save all the text messages between them.
That's
good.
Done.
That's good.
Done. Did that happen this week or that happened a while ago?
Happened like a few months ago.
Oh, did it really?
That's recently, yeah.
That's amazing.
And we were able to, she only printed out the last message, which said that he sexually assaulted her and gave that to the police, but not the whole string of her wanting to.
She's
to
not
be
very smart, is she? She wasn't very smart.
Goodness.
Not very
smart. You know, I want to just say this first, though, and I don't want to, you know, it's a women and a man thing. I was married for a long time and single, and I was on Match.com. And there really are women. I'm not kidding. I don't know what it was. Oh, why don't we? You got to take me here, you got to take me there. I go. So that was one date and out, you know?
Yeah, I feel bad for these guys.
I feel sorry for the guys.
I don't know why women are that way, and I feel like it's just degrading to the female species, you know?
No,
just like,
true.
Why are they this way?
Just be cool.
Yeah. How old are these people?
Early 30s, like 32.
Yeah, they're just not, they haven't been taught right.
And women 40s, 50s. All right, we got to wrap it up for the first chapter of
first
our little
chapter.
Show here. You listen to Talk Radio, something that gave
you
don't
go anywhere.
And by the way, HurwitzLawGroup.com, HurwitzLawGroup.com, HURWITZ. And if you want to get a hold of me, because you need some life coaching, Stan Katzer, simple as that, at gmail.com. Hang in and you better come back.
This is Meryl Schindler with the Daily Nosh, brought to you by Doolins. Doolins on Crenshaw. And it's picnic time coming up. It's time to get a picnic basket and head for the park. But if you're like me, tuna fish sandwich does not do it. However, some fried chicken. Do you do a lot of picnic baskets? Greg Doolin from Doolins?
We absolutely do. In fact, we have a picnic division.
Oh.
And we do large-scale picnics, barbecues, fried chicken, fish fries, all those types of things. But we do large corporate picnic events.
And so you open up a basket at the park, sitting there on that mat. You got chicken there. Everyone is, like, knocking everybody over to get some.
Look out, Meryl. Look out.
It's great catering, great picnic time from Doolins. Doolins on Crenshaw, 4859 Crenshaw, south of Stocker. Go to the website, doolinsoncrenshaw.com.
Call us at the restaurant, 323-296-3034, and speak to Kim. She's the catering director.
The best soul food in town.
Thank you.
Are you a Trump supporter trying to survive in a sea of liberals? Well, your rescue ship has arrived. Tune in to Sam Nation, 7 p.m., Talk Radio, 790 KBC, and let me make your radio great again.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I was walking down the street. My baby came up to me. I knew she's the one I wanted to meet. She was looking real fine. And when she saw me, her face took a shine. All right, welcome back to...
Did you make that up,
I love yet? That jazz, of course.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm a blues guy.
Are you?
I like the blues. Oh, yeah, I like the blues. Actually, in New York, I'm going to go to B.B. King's Club and listen to some jazz. So welcome back. Mm-hmm. Talk Radio 7 KBC. The show is So What's Your Problem? And we were here with the fabulous Kristen Harold, fitness guru, and her website is projectsuccess.biz. Projectsuccess.biz. And the amazing producer, ski champion, and all around great human being. Years ago, I would say human being. And we just heard an amazing story from Brian Hurwitz. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Stan.
Good. So, this story, in case you
don't
just,
scare him, in case, Stan.
In case you just tuned in, he just told the craziest story.
Just we'll another get, reason but why we'll get back
to
dating apps.
We'll get back to it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I agree.
I understand. Do we have Harlow on the line? Is this Harlow?
Hi, Stan.
Hey,
Harlow.
Oh, Harlow's a listener. Hey, you. So you know Kristen and Debbie, and you're listening. You know Brian
yes.
now.
I know Brian now.
Well,
see how many friends you have, Harlow.
Hi, Harlow. I love your name.
Thank you.
Harlow. Wow, I like that. Okay, so what is your question, Harlow?
Well, I'm divorced. And
okay, what's your number? Give it to Jose.
And I've been dating a little bit. It's not been going so well. Oh. And I recently started dating this guy. We've gone out about 4 times. He's kind of sketchy. He travels to Vegas. He drives a nice car. He dresses very nice. But somehow I think that he's just not being straight with me about a lot of things. Is there any way that I can do a background search?
I think you should, Harlow.
So what does he do? But what do you
great
think?
Question.
You mean yeah. he's got something shady going on in Vegas or something?
Maybe. He just doesn't... You know how you
right.
get that feeling in your
right.
gut?
Right, you got the vibe. All right, let's see yeah. what counselor Brian has to give you for advice.
Yes. so what I would recommend, you can do a background check. There are actually, if you search on the internet, there are websites where you can do a full background check, and I would recommend doing that, and then you'd be able to find out if he's ever been arrested, if he has any convictions, and things of that nature.
We should all do that with
right.
whoever
yeah.
we date,
whoever
right?
Whoever you date, you can.
Have yes. you done that, Stan?
Background checks?
Uh-huh.
No, they do it on me.
Oh, okay.
I went out with anybody who would have me.
Oh, I see. So are there those
wait, you
want to
go to
men?
Yeah,
they're these are legitimate sites. I think one is Instant Checkmate.
Yeah, they're all. You pay a few bucks.
You pay a few dollars, yeah, yeah. And you can find out if the
right.
person that has been arrested
oh,
and has
do a background check
right.
myself.
Do lawyers do that generally?
Sometimes,
when
yeah.
they have a client come in, do they do a background check usually or?
Sometimes
have other ways.
Well, you want to know if they have a previous record.
Yeah, if they don't, you know, if they tell, sometimes they tell us, or if there's witnesses on a case, or a victim or witness on a case, sometimes we'll do our own background check and find out if they're, you know, reliable witnesses and
oh,
things of
yeah,
that nature.
Yeah,
credibility issues.
Yeah.
So, Harlow, you can just go on the internet. It costs you a few bucks, but let me ask you a question, and maybe somebody else wants to ask also. You've been on 4 dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
what do you talk about if you don't really talk about, like, what do you do, what's going on, right, where you've been? You know what I mean? Are you just using your new bed?
That's right. I was going to say that.
That has an eight-year life or something?
I was going to say that.
No, I just feel like he's not, he's holding back a little bit. And I'm just getting a bad vibe. I mean, everything else seems so perfect that, I don't know, sometimes it's just too good to be true.
You mean he's not giving you enough of his life story?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. He's holding back. And if I do a background search, is there any way he can find out that I did that?
Ah, good question. Yeah.
Oh, good question.
Yeah, though that's a good question. No, there's no way he would ever find out.
Wow.
So you can do it anonymously and be able to get that information.
Oh, I would do that today. Yeah.
I went on a date and a woman said, so tell me about what you did in the third grade in the Bronx. You said, something shady.
It's on there, Stan.
Yeah, you're,
it's on
Stan,
there.
I don't know, you're 9 years old. What are you stealing lollipops or something? And by the way, if anybody ever says they didn't shoplift, I don't believe them. Harlow, did you ever shoplift anything?
No.
You sure?
No,
we got a very good... Now, get this down, seriously. Hurwitzlawgroup.com. It's midnight. Go out, start drinking, and go right to that website. He's very reasonable. He's charming. He's really brightening up the room tonight.
Yeah. Brian, actually, I have a question.
Got very good vibes.
Are you a single man?
Yes.
Okay. So when you are defending, have these cases, what does it make you feel as a single man on dating apps or... Are you suspicious of most people or women or what is your feeling out there now?
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't go on dating apps.
Okay.
Perfect.
Definitely will not go on dating apps or dating websites. Mm-hmm. I just prefer to meet people like in real world.
Yeah, right.
Organically. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I couldn't agree more.
That's actually,
I think it's the best way to meet somebody too, through friends or people you already know or just
110%,
being out,
yes.
Yeah. Harlow, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you meet Mr. Wonderful on a dating site? Where'd you meet this
Actually,
character?
I met him in Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, that's not
that's
a bad
sign. That's actually not too bad.
I used to try.
That's organic.
I actually,
but back, I'm too bad.
Back in the day of Albertsons, I would go to the produce section.
I was in the organic section.
No, because good-looking people.
This was in the organic section.
Yeah, the organic section was good. Okay, so that, you know, maybe the guy is okay.
Yeah. You made people the double counter?
No, I swear. Brian, what do you think? I think you could tell a lot about somebody by the groceries they buy.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah, if they're healthy or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much alcohol's in their cart?
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, I actually...
Is it going to be a party tonight?
I actually swear I was online and a woman was buying cheese and I had a bottle of wine, so... You know me.
Well, it was meant to be.
Look, see, she rolls her eyes at me. All right. We have a caller, but we have to go to a break. We don't have to go to a break.
Oh.
All right, Harlow, thank you very much. You sound great. I would dump the guy, tell you the truth. Just dump him.
If you don't feel right after four
days. If you don't have the vibes, dump.
You trust your instincts.
Yeah. Or do a background check just for fun.
Just for fun.
Come down to the studio. We want to check
I'm going
to
do background checks with everybody now.
Goodbye, Harlow. And you know what? You sound to me like you're just too good to be true. Okay. Uh-huh. Do we have a caller? We have a caller. To whom am I speaking?
This is Coco Vinny.
Hey, Coco Vinny! Coco Vinny was a guest on our show.
Our
the
old
King
friend.
Coconuts. Mm-hmm. Coco Vinny. Give us a little
Hi, Coco.
Okay, so you know Kristen and Debbie, and you might know Brian Hurwitz because you've probably been arrested a few times. you and those freaking coconuts. All right, give us a little background about you and your business, and then we'll go to your question. Is that okay?
Well, you know, I'm an inventor entrepreneur. I invented a device for coconuts. I make the coconut resealable. It's called Coco Caps. They're selling them at all the resorts in Vegas. It's taken off. So I went into a lot of different business stuff. And, you know, I have a question for you that a good friend of mine just came up with the other day. He said, you know, I just paid this scumbag lawyer $7,500.
Can you be more graphic? Now listen, not all lawyers are scumbags.
No.
And our Brian is, you know, is right up there. No prophylactics at all. Okay. All right. Now what's your question, Coco Nut?
There's a lawyer out on the loose in Long Beach.
Out on the loose.
Going after going after restaurants, saying, oh, your website's not set up for blind people, your counters are too high for short people.
And he
basically says that he's going to file class action lawsuits, and he extorts the business owners. I mean, I have a lot of records on this guy. He's literally sued every restaurant up and down 2nd Street in Long Beach. And so my question to you is, what do you do with a scumbag like this?
Okay, excuse me. We have an attorney on the show. You have to say, what do you do with a douchebag like that? I'm sorry. That's terrible. That's rude. All right, we'll be editing. No, I'm kidding. We're having too much fun. All right, so would you like Brian to take a shot? Because Brian's a criminal defense attorney.
So how would you... Oh, you're a criminal guy. Okay, so then... Gotcha. I misunderstood. I thought...
All right. Vinny, we got it. Brian will take a shot at it. He looks quite intelligent.
Yeah. I do primarily criminal defense, but my feeling on it would be possibly to look into it through maybe having another attorney look into this guy and see if, in fact, any of the cases he's filing are being done on a frivolous basis. I mean, that's really...
It sounds like it.
I would look into a civil attorney that would be able to check to see how are these lawsuits filed, and if, in fact, is he conducting, you know, this in a frivolous manner to extort these businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and check with the state bar to see if there's anything filed against him, and also do a background check, and you yourself can find out a few things about him. So do some homework.
Now, do you got that, Coco?
I got it. Coconut.
All right, listen, I'm having a party, so you're going to cater it, okay?
Done.
Coconuts for all.
Coconuts, we'll spike them a little bit. When are you coming back to the studio, Coco Vinny?
I can come back next week. I'll be back in L.A. next week.
All right, I'll have our people call your people.
Beautiful.
All right, well, winding down.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. Oh, you mean Brian. Okay.
Yeah.
Likewise.
We're winding down, and I want to say it's been a very quick chapter.
We're winding down. Does that mean we're going to commercial?
We're going to commercial. You're listening to Talk Radio on the ABC. You need an amazing attorney. Seriously.
Call us.
Criminal DUI.
800-522-5222. Call us with anything, any question. What's your problem? We're here for you.
HurwitzLawGroup.com. HurwitzLawGroup.com. And as Debbie said, call us with any problem. Thank you. Come back.
Oh, baby, get a look at those. Norm's Baby Back Ribs are back. Three-course rib dinners with golden fried shrimp, crispy chicken tenders, or juicy sirloin steak. Starting at $11.99, soup and salad included. Norm's Restaurants, where life happens 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
Normally, this time of year reminds me of my college days. You know what I'm talking about. Spring break. Yeah, baby. I know this often meant nothing but trouble. I don't know what they're talking about. But this year, spring break took on a new meaning for me. My water heater busted and started leaking everywhere. Fortunately, I knew who to call. SoCal Plumbers 911. They're the referral service for the very best plumbers in L.A. Here's how to get in touch with them. Go to SoCalPlumbers911.com or call 1-877-PLUMBER.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. Motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Tonight. Hello and welcome back to...
Not a bad idea.
So what's your problem? The weekly radio program. We have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, and gain insight into your problems. We're having an amazingly stimulating conversation.
Amazing.
With attorney Brian Hurwitz.
That's right.
From Hurwitz Law Group.
It is a fascinating career to me.
Yeah.
And, because I couldn't be doing something more further away from that. But can I ask a question?
Yeah, can you just hold one second? I think, okay, do we have a Bernardo on hold?
Power struggle.
Bernardo.
Yes, I have to fire him again.
Yeah, you know what?
Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question and who's it for? I mean, what's your problem?
I have a question for Brian, a legal question.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Are you behind bars?
Yeah, if you're not behind bars, a little bit.
No, it's a... real estate question.
Okay, listen, Bernardo, we got a call coming in. A guy is in jail right now, but we love you, and thanks for calling.
Call us back.
All right, take care. All right, I think Kristen Harrell would like to ask Brian Hurwitz, who's sitting next to Debbie, mm-hmm. who's opposite me, has a question.
Thank you. Brian, what is your most rewarding case that you have handled? Ooh,
that is a good question.
That is a great question. Actually, earlier... this year, I had a client of mine that was 18 years old that was being charged with a felony robbery, facing a felony strike on his record and potentially 4 years in prison for this case. And I was able to take it to trial and convince the jury that he was not and get a not guilty verdict for him. What had happened in his case is that he was walking down the street. This is in Long Beach. And
what park? Pine Avenue? No, I know Long Beach well. Yeah,
at the park. There's a park not far
downtown.
From there.
Downtown, yeah. And a few homeless people hang out there. Yeah,
and somebody was walking past him, and they he reached towards my client, and my client pushed him away. And when this individual ran away, his headphones fell off. And then
your client or the guy that pushed him?
The guy that pushed
him. Okay.
Ran, his headphones fell off. He went to the police and said that someone had ripped his headphones off.
Oh, God.
And oh, my God. You wouldn't believe it. And this is the case that goes. And
this becomes a case.
This becomes a felony robbery.
Oh, my God.
For earphones?
For earphones, which my client never touched.
Wow.
And a felony robbery. Does it have to be a certain amount of money that something's worth?
But for a robbery, it doesn't matter if it's a dollar or what the item is.
It could be a felony robbery.
It could be a felony robbery.
And you had to defend this poor guy.
And and he was with his friend, and another lawyer was defending his friend. So the two guys were together. So they kind of were thinking that, oh, these two guys were, you know, up to no good in the park at night in Long Beach, when in fact... They're minding their own business. The two 18-year-olds talking about life and going to college. Here now they end up getting arrested, walking home.
That's
the police
stop
them and arrest them.
Now, was this a jury case?
This was a jury trial.
It went to a jury.
How did
that happen?
Exactly. And it never should have gone to jury
trial. So you mean this was versus the DA?
Yes.
The state of California, whatever.
The state of California.
That's our insane. Court system is...
This is our court system
that
at its best.
It's all clogged up.
So this DA felt this is a worthwhile case.
Well, when they
for
found,
court.
When they found the boys, they had pocket knives in their pocket. Now, they never had pulled them out or anything.
Right.
Just coincidentally, they did have like little pocket knives on them. And the DA felt like, ooh, yeah, maybe they were up to something. Yeah,
with their pocket knives.
With their pocket knives.
Stealing headphones.
Can openers.
And, you know, the boy claimed that the headphones were, he was punched and the headphones ripped off his head when that's not what happened. And our clients had their version. And in the end, we were able, you know, the jury believed our version of events. And there's the factors, too. The victim didn't testify very well at trial. And you talk
I
about
can imagine.
Body language, his yeah. body language yeah. during the trial.
Yeah.
His story was fabricated and blowing yeah. things up and out of proportion.
And what did he want to get out of it, though? What was he to gain?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He got the headphones back.
Yeah, he had,
wow.
he had nothing.
So bizarre.
You know what? I want to get into.
Life is scary.
I would
sometimes.
Like to talk about body language.
Absolutely.
We had a great conversation. All right, we have a caller. Mark, how you doing out there? And welcome to the Kristen Herold Show. So what's your problem?
Shouldn't I be asking the question?
Yeah, great to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me. My problem is a dating problem. And want to ask a question, but also curious to get a female perspective on something.
Oh, you just want to talk to the girls.
Absolutely.
Talk to our beautiful blondes.
That's what this conversation's about.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go
so,
ahead.
Go ahead. This weekend I was at a bar, and I met two nice ladies. And they were friends, and we were hanging out together. We went to another couple bars and hung out for a couple hours.
You and two ladies.
I know where this is going.
All right, go ahead.
No, I wish it were. This is not
this is not that called.
This never happened.
We like a humble man. Go ahead.
So if I had met them separately, I certainly would have asked. They were both attractive. I was interested in each. The thing is, I'm curious to hear from another perspective, from a woman's perspective when they're in this situation. But I'm curious to know if you don't get like a perfect moment where you get one by themselves or the other, how do you get the number, or what's the best way to approach this, and how do you guys see it from
I think Debbie wants to take this one.
The women make the decision for you, believe it or not. In the ladies room they go to the ladies room and they decide which one of them will get you.
Totally true.
So then you got to read their body language and the conversation and decide how you fared. So, you know, I'm sure they gave you some hints of which one wanted you to get their number or pursue things.
Some vibes.
Did you feel the vibe?
No vibes?
There's an extra wrinkle of this.
Okay.
I took less of an interest in one, and I think the other, I think they shifted in the
last. Yeah, that's what they do. All in the restroom.
All in the restroom.
This is fascinating. Well, so what happened? What ended up happening?
Who'd you end up with, Mark? Don't tell me nobody, because then we're going to cut the call.
Yeah.
No, I got a phone number, and I have followed up, and we'll see where we go from there.
Right.
She responded, so we'll see. I haven't officially asked for a follow-up date, but at least she replied to the text.
What happened to the other one?
She's still in the bathroom.
Long story, but we got into went into a political discussion area, and it got awkward for
that's
a couple
dangerous.
Oh, okay.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's okay. Ending relationships.
But Mark, our attorney, Brian. Mark was.
Mark is our caller.
Mark's
Stan.
The guy waving. Yeah. Mark.
No, that's Jose.
You're Mark. That's Jose. Stan. All right. Brian wants to give you a cautionary tale about texting. Brian,
yes.
Please.
Oh, yeah. Take note.
Yeah. Yes. Take note.
Mark, I'll give you some solid advice here. Moving forward with this, anyone that you're dating, I highly, highly recommend that you save all your text message exchanges between whoever you're dating. I had to tell you a really short story. I had a client of mine we were discussing earlier, a client of mine who went on a date with someone that he had met, and then afterwards, after texting back and forth, and then the girl decides not to go out again, she goes to the police and files a report against him.
You got that, Mark?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For claiming, we're hearing some scary stories.
Claiming a sexual assault from the first date. But because he saved all the text messages, which show otherwise, we were able to exonerate and prevent the case from going forward.
Okay.
That's
Mark,
awful.
did you have another question? That's it. You
no, I'm covered on the sexual thing because I video all my sexual encounters anyway.
Yeah, right.
Oh, hey.
And we would like to get copies and give it.
Right, I hope that young lady's doing a background check on you.
All right. I'm clean, I promise.
So are you going to see that? Have you gone on another date with this gal, or are you going to do that?
No, I'm going to hit her up for that, taking the couple days, playing a cool angle.
Yeah,
so
taking
the
Spacos.
Oh, like a three-day, the three-day rule?
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah,
that's really makes sense.
People really do this?
No, they have an ad that's like a joke. that people do this, then they, okay, so we're going to wait the
72-hour cooling-off period.
Obligatory 2 days. So we
buyer's remorse.
Right, beer from 2 days. No, just to be cool.
Not
to call too quickly. Mm-hmm. All right, Mark, thanks a lot.
Okay? Thanks, Mark. Right, thank you, Mark. Luck.
All right, so we were talking, I wanted to talk a little bit about body language, because body language can be fascinating. So especially from our attorney, you got to live by body language. You know, I was in businesses where you see a buyer and they're moving different ways, and you know. And sometimes, well, tell us a little bit about your experience and what...
With the jury.
You know, oh, the jury is huge.
Yeah. Is it something that you study? Have studied body language?
Studied a little bit about it.
Becomes instinctive, too.
And a lot of it is just watching the jury.
Absolutely.
And you can see their reaction to when you're cross-examining, when witnesses are testifying. You have the opportunity to really pay attention to see what strikes a chord with the jury based on if their interest is spiked. You can see them paying more attention or if they're losing interest. And
absolutely.
So it's very, you know, it's telling when you're in the
funny. I mean, in everything. I mean, we... In the television business, I'll make it fast because it's your show. Now, when we would pitch a TV show, you watch the program buyer. Every move is indicative of how your pitch is going. And if they're like this, looking with their eyes and excited, or they get flat. And I who was that woman? Demetrius, the famous gal. She did the OJ case. She was on all the big cases. But I think there's a tremendous art or skill or, you know, psychological take with that whole thing, watching those.
Well, market research companies do that, you know, when they have the button that you press when you're interested, you're not interested in watching a show. And so they can actually follow you and follow the audience. But I guess you have to kind of know who you're looking at in a jury and kind of do that in your head.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like you're really paying attention and you can tell the difference, as well as they're paying attention to if you ask certain questions and the way the witnesses are responding on the stand in their facial expressions or the tone
absolutely.
And how they're answering questions.
And then, you know, sometimes the co-counsel or whomever, you go, well, we're having problems, right, with juror number 5. We got juror number 8. I mean, that's fascinating. The strategy of business, or even
anything.
Yeah, if you're going out and pitching advertising, whatever you're doing, you're reading the buyer all
along.
You
have to read the room. That's what they tell
you. All right, guys, we have to pay some bills, as they say. So, Talk Radio 790 KABC, we're here with the great Brian Hurwitz, Hurwitz Law. group.com, hurwitzlawgroup.com.
If you're in trouble, give them a call.
And we're leaving on that midnight train, but don't leave yet. Come back.
This is Meryl Schindler with the Daily Nosh, brought to you by Doolins. Doolins on Crenshaw. And it's picnic time coming up. It's time to get a picnic basket and head for the park. But if you're like me, tuna fish sandwich does not do it. However, some fried chicken. Do you do a lot of picnic baskets? Greg Doolin from Doolin's?
We absolutely do. In fact, we have a picnic division.
Oh.
And we do large-scale picnics, barbecues, fried chicken, fish fries, all those types of things. But we do large corporate picnic events.
And so you open up a basket at the park, sitting there on that mat. You got chicken there. Everyone is, like, knocking everybody over to get some.
Look out, Meryl. Look out.
It's great catering, great picnic time from Doolin's. Doolin's on Crenshaw, 4859 Crenshaw, south of Stocker. Go to the website, doolinsoncrenshaw.com.
Call us at the restaurant, 323-296-3034, and speak to Kim. She's the catering director.
The best soul food in town.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Scott, and I have a new talk show that will help you get out of debt faster, save more money, retire rich, and become a financial rock star. Get up early and listen to The Scott Allen Turner Show, Sundays at 4 a.m. on 790 KABC.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at the Beverly Hills Dentist. Pleasant dreams.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Debbie, who sings this song?
I don't know.
You're Just Too Good to Be True?
I don't know.
Frankie Val.
Oh, Frankie Val.
Hey, Brian, saving us again. Humiliation and shame.
I have it on my phone.
Did you see the movie? The movie was Frankie Valli, yeah. It was on Broadway. It was great. You're Just Too Good to Be True.
That's Ryan, what I say to you, Debbie, Sam, all the time.
Kristen Harrell.
Yeah, we're just hanging out. It's Friday night.
Friday night.
Oh, it's Saturday.
Saturday, you guys.
Debbie, you are spending too much
Stan's
time.
Facing out. Debbie
is spending too much time in that new bed.
I thought I was with the headache.
Debbie, I'm so relaxed. Debbie has an 8-year bed. Tune in 7 years from now. We're going to see how it's going.
Yeah.
We were just having a great conversation with Brian Hurwitz, our attorney, about body language in court. How about a little bit about jury selection? It's kind of fascinating because some of us have served or evaded serving. Not me, of course.
I just want to say that I believe it's our civic duty to serve.
How many times have you served?
Many, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I love it.
I imagine you would.
I do. I love it, and I feel privileged.
And you're probably the foreman.
Usually appoint me as the foreman.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a good time.
I know.
It's a good afternoon.
I would appoint you as foreman also.
You always do anyway. So.
Producer and foreman.
It's just part of my DNA.
Right, can we let our attorney, what do you think?
Speak, Brian.
Brian Hurwitz.
Tell us
about jury selection. Kind of fascinating. Psychological thing, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We really look for a lot is, especially being in criminal defense, we want jurors that are had bad experiences with the police, especially if it's a case where there's police officers will be testifying.
Of course,
If someone's been pulled over, which almost a lot of people have been pulled over, even for speeding tickets, even if not for anything criminal related, but people that have had those kind of experiences where they would be more likely to side with us,
absolutely.
And hey, there's a possibility here that maybe this officer isn't being fully truthful. And then we're looking for anyone also that has had similar experiences as to what the case in particular is about, and or has had a family member or a friend that has experienced something
similar
to what the case is dealing with.
Like a, God forbid, a rape or something.
Sure.
Or people that have like strong opinions, strong bias.
Do you like those people or don't like those people?
Strong opinions,
it depends.
Depends
on what the, if it falls into our side of the case, then yes.
Yes.
Now, I would imagine even what someone's political persuasion would be.
Can you ask that?
Right, can you ask that? Is there a place, or the judge will stop you?
We've asked like other questions to kind of indirectly get that information out.
Indirectly.
Mm-hmm. And we'll find out, okay, this person's like really conservative. I remember a juror was explaining how he disciplines
his children.
He very like gave out the impression. We're not going to want you.
No mercy for his kids. Yeah. You're not going to have any mercy for your client.
Oh, no. He said, my kids are perfect. They've never done anything wrong. Whose child has never? It's hard to believe.
What's the terminology when they say you only get a certain amount of
peremptory challenges?
preemptory challenges.
Right, right.
So you can just
cut them. Then you have to debate it a little bit.
Then it has to have good cause, like the person has other reason why.
The guy with the kids, the DA wants that guy badly, probably.
Oh, because he was definitely...
This is it.
Oh, no, you're guilty.
Yeah.
At a minimum,
the legalist.
The jury is hung.
Yeah.
Right.
Were you ever surprised by a selection that you made?
Like a juror? Like somebody?
No, like you picked a juror and said, I think he or she's going to be great.
And then they weren't.
Oh,
and
then they turned out
not so bueno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And then playing to the jury, like you see body language with maybe they're losing interest or whatever. Is there some theatrics you do, or how do you handle something like that?
Well, we saw, like, I had an interesting trial where jury selection helped us out so much. It was a really interesting case. This person was being charged with masturbating on the bus.
You weren't supposed to tell that story.
Sorry, Stan.
Seriously.
Cat's out of the bag now.
I hope that was like 2 in the morning.
Right. It was. It was about like 1:30 in the morning.
Right. There
was
only some two ripple people. Wine, right?
only 2 people on the bus. And one of the other passengers was offended. What really happened?
Oh, the other passenger was offended.
Offended by the other passenger.
Oh my God!
Who's offended by anything anymore?
Well, I should have become a criminal defense lawyer.
But I think what really happened, which we were finding out during the trial, which was interesting, is that I think my client was making a pass at him. I think they were homosexual, and he was making a pass. And I think he didn't like the fact that he was trying to make a pass at him.
Which so he started. Then, so then he started to masturbate.
No, then he goes to the bus driver and says,
"Oh, you mean you think he was lying?"
Right.
Okay.
And we ended up getting a mistrial.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Sometimes
he said, just want to stay home and never go out.
And he said he videotaped him for a minute. Now, who can stand over you? Now, that would get awkward after about 10 seconds.
It would.
He said, "I videotaped him for a minute."
Let me see this here.
Wow.
And then he never turns it over to the police. And then he said the officer...
That's a hell of a case.
He tells the officer he videotaped it, and the officer said, no, keep it.
Yeah.
But he claims he showed it to the
No, thank you.
Right.
Okay, first case right out of law school.
Felony drug possession.
Oh, my God.
It was a friend
That's
of mine's
one.
Cousin.
Oh, really?
Got arrested.
That got arrested.
He fell asleep in front of his apartment. His girlfriend kicked him out of the apartment. He falls asleep in front of it with a pipe with meth in it.
Oh,
right in front of his apartment.
God. Mm. You're a young guy. That wasn't too long ago. Right?
No.
Yeah, I think so. So that was a tough one.
That was tough. We ended up getting the case dismissed.
I can't believe that. Was it a technicality or something?
Technicality.
Yeah, because that sounds dead to rights.
Yeah, because a security guard came up on... found him there sleeping, and basically the way that he had found him and then called the police.
Yeah.
And then it turned out there's just like a tiny bit of residue.
Yeah.
And
wait, doesn't meth wire you?
Right.
Yeah.
You have a good point.
If you use that much, it can make you go the other direction.
Really?
He was smoking marijuana too, so it was the marijuana.
Up and down. We don't know where we're going.
Those guys are up for 3 days straight sometimes.
You know how sick I was a couple weeks ago, and I was personal training, and I was in between clients, and I went into my car to sleep because I was so sick. And I thought, could I get arrested sleeping in my car? Is someone going to come get me?
Well, then you go to Brian.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. No, anyway. Police will do a welfare check.
They'll definitely not.
I had brought my pillow that day. I knew I was going in the car. I couldn't take it.
Excuse me, miss. Are you okay? Good. Can I have your phone number?
Right.
That's amazing. But back to... all right, we only have a minute. So the most fascinating case in the bridge version?
1 minute.
They're pretty crazy. I mean, the online dating thing was really...
That is eye-opening.
I think that's probably
another reason
that
I'm glad I never did that.
The message of this show is save your text.
Yeah, and you know what?
If
you want to talk more about it, seriously, if you need help, you got a friend that's in trouble, relative, whomever.
Right. Whomever.
And be careful on those dating sites.
Mm-hmm. Do background checks.
We really were very happy that we had Brian Hurwitz today.
Yeah, thank you,
Brian. He's a great
guy. Thank you, guys.
HurwitzLawGroup.com. It's HURWITZ. And hang in, listen. Come back next week. And we bid you a nice evening. Go out and have some fun, but be safe on the roads, or maybe not. Call Brian.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stan Katz is signing off for Debbie, Kristen, and Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Good night, everybody.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.